Mr. Court, Mr. Ronald Couch will argue for appellant, Mr. Jim Gibson will argue for the state.
Mr. Couch.
Please court. Opposing counsel. I represent Mr. Stevenson and his appeal from Criminal District Court Number 2 conviction for offense of murder, a lesser included offense of capital murder that he was charged with. I'd like to spend time on each of my points of error because I think they're all valid. I do want to draw the court's attention to page 7 of the state's response brief, in which they say even if points 2, 3, and 4 are valid or have merit, they're harmless. And we don't agree that they're harmless. Each of these pieces of evidence that came in under point of error 2, 3, and 4 are flawed as far as we are concerned. Number one, in point number 2, relates to the admission or alleged admission by the defendant in trial that he filed a motion asking for a bond reduction or a bail reduction, and that statement that he made to the effect that I'm sorry for what happened or I'm sorry for what I was charged with was offered into court. We think that's a flaw. That evidence should not be admitted or not have been admitted.
Well, if you signed a contract to paint your house, you can't very well come back and say later, oh, well, I didn't write the contract. I just signed it and say it's invalid.
Well, that goes to the issue that we also talked about as to whether the judge should have gone over the test in 803, I believe, as to whether or not that piece of evidence was trustworthy. And the issue of whether or not it was trustworthy.
He signed it. He admitted he signed it. How is it not trustworthy if he signs it?
I don't think there was an admission that he signed it. Well, he did sign it, but the author was another person,
right?
Allegedly.
Just like the contract to paint your house. You didn't author the contract, but you signed it, so you can't very well come back and say, King's X, I didn't write all this.
So. Well, our position is that, according to the case law we submitted, there's a conflict between the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment. In this case, the state's position is they cite some federal cases which are contrary to the Simmons case, and we believe the Simmons case is still controlling, and the state is stuck with it. Now, the second error, we allege, relates to the statement by Ms. Abbs that was offered after her testimony. Her testimony was pretty contentious. She refused to answer questions. She became argumentative. She used foul language. She would not look at her own statement at some point during the trial. And I guess both sides finally gave up and then later tried to admit her statement over objection. That's our second point, or third point, that also was flawed. And finally, the fourth point of error, in which the state said it's harmless even if it happened, was the qualification of Mr. Fredericks, who was the expert that the state put up to